All right. Hey, listen, we're going to kick into some stuff here. I got some things. I got some info. I got some news. I got some stuff. So it's like I said earlier, right? Sometimes early in the morning, I'm resourcing the show. Today started super early because I just, I don't know. I was done. I was through sleeping. So I got up and next thing I know, I'm resourcing the show. And I find the wokeness. I see this wokeness here and I see that wokeness there. All God's children got a little wokeness going on everywhere, it appears. I look at it and think, my goodness, at the wokeness. How much wokeness can there be? And then I find myself thinking, I have a smorgasbord, if you will, of wokeness. A plethora, a vast cornucopia, a veritable charcuterie of wokeness, which means it's time for another round of adventures in woke world.
Adventures in woke world.
First one out the gate. You know what it's going to be. Transgenders in sports. So just so you know, there are people pushing back. The San Jose State University volleyball team, women's volleyball team. Do they have men's volleyball teams?
Maybe not. They may be club teams. I don't think they have official ones. Maybe wrong on that.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. San Jose State women's volleyball team. They've caused quite the controversy. There have been like five different teams that have elected to default against them and not play, just forfeit the game, and take the loss, because San Jose State insists on having a dude who dresses as a chick be on the team. They're concerned about safety. They're concerned about privacy. They're concerned about setting a standard, by the way, that they don't want anybody to believe they're condoning that. And you know, truthfully, some of these teams probably could have won the game, but they decided it was the principle of the matter, and they elected not to play. Well, San Jose State has, by the way, it's not an entire, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not an entire team that's all for their teammate. It's not just the other teams that have a problem with it, because an assistant head coach at San Jose State and several of the female athletes on the team all filed a lawsuit asking for the Mountain West Conference to remove this guy from their team. U.S. District Judge Cato Cruz, though, denied the motion to revoke the player's eligibility. So this was actually an injunction. What they were trying to do was get an injunction, and just throw out the legal terms here. An injunction is where you've got the case going on its merits, but in the meantime, you ask the court to not let certain behavior happen or to stall something that is a part of the lawsuit. And the judge then has to look at it and decide whether you're going to likely prevail on the merits and whether or not the ability to enjoin the activity outweighs the need to allow it to continue. So in this case, the judge denied the injunction. So the case is not over. The tournament they're about to play is still going on. It's been scheduled for 10 months. The judge said he did not see any reason to make a change here at the last minute. I look at it and go, that's a cowardly way out. You've got women who claim that they feel threatened. You've got evidence that this is absolutely not what's intended, having men and women sports. And you can see injuries that have occurred. You can see them. They can bring that kind of evidence in and show you women in volleyball, for that matter. But the judge says, well, I just don't. The irreparable harm factor, the threatened injury to the movements of an injunction issue, is outweighed by the Mountain West Conference interest in upholding the Mountain West Conference tournament without an 11th hour shakeup to its currently planned structure. How many transgenders do they have playing? One in the entire conference that we know of. But apparently the judge didn't have the brass to go ahead and take the stand on this. And the case will rock on. It's going to go to the Supreme Court eventually.
Tell that to the parents of the daughters who are concerned. Yeah. That the Mountain West not wanting an 11th hour shakeup outweighs their daughter's safety.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. And for that matter, their confidentiality and their sense of propriety and maybe their religious beliefs, for that matter. Yeah. And then you got girls, by the way, who have trained for years. Some of them earned scholarships, and now they're on a team, and people are forfeiting against them because their school is making them have a guy on their team that they don't want. Just boggles the mind.
Wokeness.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you I'm a car guy. Y'all know that. I don't sit around watching races, but I'm a fan. All right, let's just say that. And Formula One, is amazing. And by the way, if you've never been to Barber Motorsports Park here in Alabama, have you ever been there, JP?
Nope.
Oh, son. It'll make you a car guy even if you're not.
Really?
This is a world-class facility. But not only that, you have to walk through one of the most dynamic world-class car museums you've ever seen. I mean, picture this. You walk into a building that is literally something like four stories tall on the inside, and there are glass cases with Formula One cars just stacked up as high, just as high as the ceiling.
Wow, that's
it looks
cool.
It looks like a giant Matchbox collection, you know, Hot Wheels. Anyway, Formula One's gone woke.
It's not surprising.
Yeah. Formula One teams and the Formula One industry overall and the FIA, which is the Formula One Association, abandoned their raw motorsports roots by agreeing to a new formal diversity and inclusion charter. According to Daily Caller Dateline yesterday, the once powerful leader in race culture appears to have taken over by lame corporate jargon infiltrating from the top. They like to say things now like, as a sport that prides itself on unrelenting high performance and recognizes the importance that diversity plays, we are now into a driving innovation culture in bit anyway. Blah, blah, blah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Blah, blah. Yeah, exactly. Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, wah, wah. Okay. And then here's the thing. They say that the new charter they just adopted is for the establishment of a more diverse and inclusive workspace through actions and consequences. What does that mean, through actions and consequences? What does that tell you? Is that like a veiled threat?
Yeah.
Did you just come to work and say something that we deem to be not fitting with the DAI environment? Did you tell something off color? Did you look at someone wrong? Did you not use their pronouns? There will be consequences. That's what it feels like right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
The Formula One charter prompted the introduction of a fully backed engineering scholarship for underrepresented applicants. Pray tell, what does that mean? Underrepresented applicants. Apprentice and intern schemes and the establishment of the F1 Academy. Anyway, all said and done, it's a diversity and inclusion movement by Formula One. I look at this and go, I mean, can they not see the fact that, I mean, read the room, y'all. DEI is actually falling apart. DEI is going by the wayside. It's one of those fads that it's a social cultural fad that was given credence, especially in the wake of the George Floyd issues that all arose, and BLM and the riots, and then Antifa got involved. And next thing you know, it's all about DEI because everybody's got to have their virtue signal. But I do have one for you. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Daily Signal again, Dateline yesterday. This one might be worthy of your new sound effect.
I think so.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, has announced it is scaling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. Do you have a soundtrack?
Oh, what?
Did you just lose your sound effect?
It didn't play.
Oh.
What?
Oh, that's awful.
How disappointing.
That is like so. And you know what? I just want to go to a break now. All right. You know what? We're going to fix that because you got to have the sound effect. In fact, it is time for a break. Let's do this. I'm going to hold this story after the break, and you're going to fix that sound effect.
Yeah, we're going to work on it.
All right. My gosh. That was such a letdown. JP. Come over here.
We'll fix it.
It was soul crushing, man. All right, listen, we got more on this stuff. You guys stay tuned. Adventures in Woke World. I got some crazy stuff. Like, did you know in Scotland they can issue you a piece of paper that proves that you really are gender different than what you were born? A piece of paper can prove it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense a superpower. So we had the gaffe on the sound effect a minute ago, and John from Huntsville has already deducted 10 points from your grade.
Listen. This is my first attempt putting a new sound effect in, so I think we've remedied it.
Okay. So all right, are you ready? I'm gonna try this again.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's pretend what happened before the break didn't happen.
What gaffe?
We can take that. I mean, we can go to the podcast and delete that.
Yeah, exactly.
There you
go. Never happened.
Hey, JP, have you heard the story about Walmart?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, let me tell you. Let me fill you in. It's part of Adventures in Woke World. Hang by. Here's the deal. Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is scaling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, according to the Associated Press. It worked. JP, give him his points back. Not only did he have the sound effect, but he fixed it. He found the problem and fixed it. Play me that one more time. Just turn it down slightly.
Even it was, it
the angels bad. About took me out of the room there. Just. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, so here's the bottom line. Walmart, first of all, you look at this and go, y'all, does Sam Walton, is he rolling over in his grave right now? Anyway, Walmart has determined that it will not renew its five-year commitment for a racial equity center that was created after the death of George Floyd in 2020. It will also withdraw from the gay rights indexed from the LGBTQ advocacy, the Human Rights Campaign, which is a big deal. That's the coercion index. Like, are you woke enough? If you're not on our list, you're on the naughty list. That's what HRC does, Human Rights Campaign. They also, oh, by the way, will begin tracking their third-party retailers to make sure they're not allowing any products to be sold that are transgender items for minors, to include chest binders, which they used to sell. Walmart selling chest binders just really kind of pisses me off, to be honest with you.
It's gross.
It's wacky. But here's the thing. They are among various corporations which are quietly backpedaling their DEI policies. Intense local pressure. This is off the Daily Signal. President-elect Donald Trump has criticized DEI practices, promised to uproot woke ideologies. Dozens of investment advisors all sent letters on November 15th warning several of America's large corporations their diversity programs were going to be a liability once Trump returns to office. I'm telling you, man, leadership matters. Target already announced in May it would cut back on its Pride collection. Cutting back. They're at least getting it out of the kids section. How about that? They lost $13 billion last year when they got caught selling transgender clothing for children. It was unbelievable. Bud Light, of course, lost $1.4 billion and dropped out of the top, you know, spot in domestic beer sales. Other major companies recently backtracked their DEI, include Lowe's, Ford, Stanley, Black & Decker, Farm Supply, Tractor Supply, Boeing. Anyway, all said and done, the reasons for, what was my first one? I had Formula One and the Mountain West Conference. You'd think they'd recognize, read the room, if you will, that this ain't working. It's not working at all. All right, here's one for you. Well, you know what? Hang on a second. Let me do this first. I'll skip forward in the I'll kind of finish that thread. You ready? Hey, JP.
What?
Do you have car insurance?
Yes.
Do you like the little lizard who does the commercials?
I think he's funny. Okay. He's got a funny little accent, yeah.
Do you know that Geico now has a new mandatory training policy, requires their employees to, when they're doing customer service, to state their pronouns as part of their name?
I did not.
Yes. So Geico, let me say it louder, Geico, that's Geico.
Gecko?
Did I mention Geico? Geico's Gecko.
Yeah.
Now has a new policy just rolled out this month. It aims to promote inclusivity and gender diversity in the workplace. When dealing with customer service, during customer interactions, you are to use your pronouns as part of your name. It would be as if, I'm not even going to do it. I can't say it that way. I was about to use my name and say, I'm not, you know what my pronouns are? They're whatever the by God English language says they're supposed to be. That's what they are. Friggin' pronouns. The company views this as an essential step in fostering a more respectful and equitable environment. It's not going over well. It's being met with a lot of criticism. There's a lot of employees that are like, what? I do not want to work here and have to do that. I mean, what they're doing is they're forcing people to get on the agenda. You want your job? This is how you'll do it. It's one thing to say there's a dress code or that there's a clock in, clock out time. There are standards at work. But to tell somebody, hey, this may violate your religious beliefs, but if you want to keep your job, you're going to have to call somebody a they, them.
Dare I say that's not legal?
Dare I say you are likely correct.
And did they ask the gecko for his pronouns before they hired him to do their commercials?
I'm not sure which way that guy swings. I don't know. It says many are questioning these initiatives, which focus on issues like gender identity and pronouns becoming increasingly pervasive. And if they're even truly beneficial to the workspace, you think? All right, listen, I got a few more of these. When we get back, I'm going to tell you there's some new stuff out there that you might want to know about as you go into shopping mode. Like, how do you look at companies that are out there and go, whew, I do not want to be a part of that company's support. So there's a new source out there that I'll tell you about when we get back from the break that helps you determine whether a company is, I don't know, like super woke before you start spending money there. It's an important piece. Black Friday is coming, so maybe, just maybe, you might want to know where you're sending your dollars. And then I got a couple other pieces in here. We'll wrap it up with, oh, I don't know, I got something about California. I got two on California, and then I got one on Scotland. Why, pray tell, is the land of William Wallace working right now to legally redefine what a woman can be? I'm talking about in their court system. This doesn't make any sense. Of course it doesn't. But then again, they wear kilts. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two here on Hump Day, which is the day before the Turkey Day, and we appreciate y'all being with us. So I'm in Adventures in Woke World, letting you know some of the wokeness and the victories over wokeness that we find out there in the world, one of which comes from Scotland. I do not understand. It's amazing to watch a whole-of-government approach to idiocy. But that's where the Scottish government has gone. I mean, look at author J.K. Rowling and what she's had to do to say, go ahead, this is my home. You're going to arrest me for saying that I don't believe in something? Then who are we now? But hotair.com has a piece that came out yesterday. First of all, backing up, in 2010, in the United Kingdom, they passed what was known as the Gender Equality Act. Sounds fair enough. Gender Equality Act. We don't want men and women to not have equal rights. Okay, except that they made it as to also gender reassignment, and sexual orientation. Okay, now the problem becomes that the law does not clearly identify how in the world someone can be one thing today, something different the next day, and maybe even something different the day after that. How do we deal with this? So the problem is being corrected. In the UK, you can now get what's known as a gender recognition certificate. It's a special magic piece of paper, a magic piece of paper that transformed the person who holds it into whatever it is they believe they are, as long as they have lived in their affirmed gender for at least 2 years and have statements from either two different medical doctors or a doctor and a clinical psychologist. If you have to have a clinical psychologist signing off on something to give you legal status, I got news. There's a problem. Just saying, this man's certifiably crazy. He thinks he's a woman. Oh, good enough. Here's your magic paper. And you're now recognized as a woman. You can have all the rights that a woman should have under the law. You can sue for sex discrimination because you're a woman, not a man. You can demand entree into places that were designed just for women. You can even be put in a women's prison if you commit, you know, an act of transgression against the law.
Yes, because there's nothing that's more womanly about a woman than having a legal document that has to say that you're a woman.
That's right. Well, how do you know you are, madam? I have the paper. Pray tell, produce your gender recognition certificate. So show us your papers. Here you are. I am what I say I am because I've been saying it for at least 2 years. Okay, so here's the deal. What happens when someone says, I've been saying it for 2 years and I got my certificate and then I changed my mind? Are they locked? Now they're saying there's something else, but the official record says they're this thing.
You gotta get additional paperwork for that.
Oh my gosh. you see where they're going here? Mm-hmm. When you start legalizing idiocy, it becomes an idiocracy at that point. And that's where they are right now. They're tying themselves in knots trying to compete with the wokeness. All right. How about California? Ooh, Phil, how about California? Well, California's all about green. California, I mean, listen, it's California. This is the land where Save the Whales started everything, then PETA, and next thing you know, we're eating fake meat and, you know, cutting down Joshua trees. Wait, what? Back up? Fox News. There's a major project to install solar panels in the Mojave Desert. But to do it, just please understand, this is important, they're going to have to cut down thousands of protected Joshua trees. If you're not familiar with Joshua trees, it's a recognized protected species of tree that grows in the desert environment. And And it creates a, you know, a pretty rugged, beautiful environment. I mean, U2 even named one of their albums Joshua Tree. There's Joshua Tree National Monument. There's just no common sense in this, because right now what they're looking at is the Aretina Solar Project is going to cover 2,300 acres. 2,300 acres. But to do it, they have gone to the government of California. And it points out here in the article for Fox News, Joshua trees have ordinarily been a protected species of trees, but the company developing the project named Avantis got an exemption from Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom's Fish and Game Commission. So apparently, if you're a green company, you're allowed to violate green protection laws. That's the way that works. Just so you know, by the way, the large wind farms, those things are notorious for killing eagles.
Yep.
And the eagle is a protected species for which you or I, if we were to shoot an eagle, it could be a felony.
Wait, so if
but if their wind farm kills an eagle, it's considered acceptable because, you know, it's a green thing.
If you're a green company, you shouldn't be violating green laws. Isn't that how that works?
That's kind of what I'm trying to say here.
You can
here.
Break I mean, the green laws because you're a green company.
You get it. See, that's just it. We're tying ourselves in knots once again for the wokeness. So they're cutting down 2,300 acres of Joshua trees to put up a green solar farm, and all that makes great sense when you live in California. How about this? California also, in an effort to reduce the cost of electric bills, sounds worthy. Pray tell, why are the electric bills so high in California? Oh, that's because of their policies, largely including things like getting away from coal and natural gas and nuclear. They're absolutely going to sustainable energy solutions, which are not that sustainable. And it raises the rate. They pay more for electricity in California than anywhere else. Well, don't worry. They're going to start getting a rebate. Like at least $30. That's big doings.
That's big doings.
I mean, in California, with $30, you might be able to go to In-N-Out Burger and get half a meal.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just, yeah. Not, you can't even have a date with $30.
You can have a side of fries.
A side of fries. After months of negotiations and pledges from leaders to prioritize the issue, seven bills were released in the state legislature. Governor Gavin Newsom incurred significant challenges in his proposals, but the 11th-hour legislative package addresses growing concerns about electric affordability. They're going to spend $500 million to give rebates to roughly 15 million customers of the systems that they jacked up the prices on. So they're going to spend money because they made people spend money because California.
Well, spending money always fixes the problem.
That's what in California it does. They've proven it time and again, haven't they?
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Black Friday. I am often reminded by Charlene that shopping is a big deal on Black Friday. She's already hitting me up for Black Friday. But some of y'all out there are the kind of people that you like to shop in places that don't make you feel like you're violating your principles, and I'm saying that with all sincerity. I've got a piece here from the Daily Wire. Dateline yesterday. In fact, I pulled up the website. Let me open it real quick so I can make sure that I've got the address correct. The URL, the address of the website is American Parents Coalition. AmericanParentsCoalition.org. That's all one word. AmericanParentsCoalition.org. And if you want to go a little further in through it, it's like /The Lookout. So what's The Lookout? It's a new notification system that American Parents Coalition put out. It helps you look up companies as you're shopping to see whether those companies are considered extra woke. Like, for instance, are they on the Human Rights Campaign's special list that promotes gender ideologies? The HRC Corporate Equality Index, they call it. So if, say, you're shopping at Target and you're thinking about, or Disney, or buying something through, you know, some online, like even Amazon for that matter. And I realize it's hard to even get away from some of these because they're so ubiquitous, you don't know how to avoid shopping in something like Amazon. All that to say, though, if you want to double check, if you want to say, I have choices where to spend my money, you might want to go to this new system that's online for, it's called a parental notification system called The Lookout by American Parents Coalition to help you find the wokeness and maybe even spend your money where it ain't so woke. Just saying. I thought that was kind of cool. I thought it was worthy of, you know, pre-Black Friday discussion.
Yeah, well, that's pretty useful because I know some companies that I figured would be conservative. I'm shocked to find out that they're not, or, you know, they may say they're conservative, but their actions don't back that up. So I think stuff like that is good to have and good to check out.
Yeah. Well, it's on the website right now. I'm looking at it, AmericanParentsCoalition.org. And it says basically that there are any number of ways for you to check out and see whether or not your Christmas shopping is being done in a place that may wind up just supporting everything you say you don't believe in. So there's that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll kind of come right back, and I'm going to do a short dipper on unionizing the illegals. What? That feels like a woke world, but I made it a separate dipper. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.